Good morning, boys and girls. I was hoping that some of you would bring your Bible to church with you because I needed a volunteer to read a Bible verse this morning. Who would volunteer? Will you volunteer to read for me? Will you look up a verse? It's found in John, the book of John, chapter 3. Verse 16, John 3:16. Would you read that for us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you for reading that. Have you ever had anyone say to you that Jesus loves you? Has anybody ever told you that? Jesus loves you. What does that mean? What does that mean? We just heard the Bible verse that says, for God so loved. What does it mean, Jesus loves you? I want to tell you a story this morning that happened a long time ago that will help you to understand what that means, Jesus loves you. I have a sister. I've never told you about my sister before. I have a sister that's about a year older than me, and she moved away from home and had an apartment of her own in the city. And there, where she lived in the city, there was a lot of cats. They're called feral cats. Have you ever heard of that word before? Feral cat? A feral cat, they're cats that nobody really owns them. They just run around in the streets of a city, and they can be quite a nuisance. Well, there's certain people in the city that want to save those cats, and they want to help those cats so that they don't just get all run over by cars or somebody catch them in cages and take them off somewhere so they're never seen again. So my sister got two kittens that were feral cats, and she brought them to her apartment, and she had their claws taken away. So she had a veterinarian take all the claws off the cats so that they wouldn't dig up the furniture in her apartment. And from the time they were kittens, that's what they knew. That's where they lived, inside of my sister's apartment. Well, one day she decided to come and visit my parents. And when she did, she brought her two feral cats with her. And they had never been outdoors since they were first kittens. They'd been inside of her apartment. So when she brought them to my mother and father's house, she had to keep them inside their house because that's all these cats knew. And they didn't have any claws, so they wouldn't be able to hunt or do things that cats do when they're outdoors. So they were inside the house, and my parents had, on the front of their house, they had a big porch, and the porch had windows all around. It was called a closed-in porch, and my sister could let her cats out on the porch, or she could have them in the house. Well, the first thing I know, she hadn't been there any more than a day or two, and I went to visit my parents and to visit my sister, and have a guess what I found my sister doing. She was out in the backyard of my parents' house, and she had one of her cats on with a harness on this cat, and she had a leash hooked to the cat like you would a dog, right? You take a dog out on a leash. She was in the backyard, and this cat was like running circles around her, and it didn't sound very happy. Do you know what kind of a noise a cat makes when it's not very happy? Who can make a noise like a cat makes when it's not happy? Well, that's one noise that it makes, but this cat was making this noise going, meow, meow, and it would run, and it would get to the end of the leash, and then it would, you know, that was as far as it could go, and it kept going in circles around her. And so I walked up to my sister and I said, what in the world are you doing with that cat? And then she told me what had happened just a few minutes before. She had her two cats, and remember, they don't have any claws anymore. They've only lived inside of a house. She had her two cats on the front porch at my parents' house, and my brother came in, and he forgot, I guess, that my sister was there with her cats, and he brought his dog with him. And when he came into the front porch, one of my sister's cats was so scared, it ran and it broke right through the window at the end of the porch and kept right on going. And so my sister told me that that's why now she's out in the backyard with her other cat on a leash, because she's hoping that if the cat that ran away will hear the voice of the one that she's got left, that it will come back. And I said, Martha, if that cat that just ran away hears this one yowling, it's going to run another mile. I mean, just forget about it. It will never come back when it hears this one crying. So she took the cat back in the house, and she stopped making him run around on a leash around her. And you know, that cat didn't come back that day. Nobody saw anything of that cat. And after a couple of weeks, my sister went back to the city and took her one cat with her. And we thought we'd never see that cat again. And you know, a year went by, maybe almost 2 years went by. A long time. That's a long time. That's like from one birthday to the next birthday, and maybe to the next birthday after that. A long time went by. So long that almost everybody had forgotten about that cat even. And then one day, I got a phone call from my mother. And my mother said, "Did you leave a stray cat at my house?" Well, you know, my mother had this, she had this thing that she did. Every time that she would have a problem, whatever it was at her house, she would always call me on the phone like I would have the solution. So she says, "Did you leave a stray cat at my house?" And I said, "No, Mother, I didn't leave a stray cat at your house. Why would I leave a stray cat at your house? I did not leave a stray cat at your house." Well, she said, "There's a stray cat that's hanging out underneath my porch." And then the thought came to my mind. I had almost forgotten about it. It had been so long. And the thought came to my mind, and I said, "Mother, do you remember that cat of Martha's that broke through the window at the end of the porch? What did that cat look like?" She said, "I forgot all about that." So I drove up to my mother's house, and I crawled in underneath the porch where this cat was hanging out, and I got the cat, and it wasn't very hard to catch the cat because the cat was very weak. It was almost starved to death. It was just bones covered with hair. It was so skinny and weak and sickly looking, it almost died. And I brought that cat out from underneath the porch, and when my mother saw it, she recognized it, and she said, "That is your sister's cat. You know, I took that cat in the house, and I gave it a bath because it was very dirty, and we fed it, and after a little while, we was able to send it down to my sister. And you know, several years later, she still had that cat, and she had her two cats together again. And I wanted to ask you, boys and girls, how did that cat come back after it had run away and it had gotten lost and it was gone for such a long time? How was it able to come back? How did it know? It was at a place where it had never been before. It had never been at my parents' house before. It had never been outdoors, so it didn't know the woods. And there's a lot of coyotes in Maine. This happened in Maine, so there's a lot of coyotes there. How did that cat ever find its way back after such a long time to my parents' house? You got any ideas? How did it find its way back? There's only one thing that I can explain that with. I believe that Jesus sent his angels, because I know that my sister was praying for her cat, because she loved both her cats. And I believe that Jesus sent his angels, and he guided that cat after it was lost, and day by day, finally brought that cat back. What about when Jesus will do that for a cat that was a wild cat, a cat that was a feral cat, a cat that not much of anybody cared for. And Jesus would send his angels to bring that cat back. Would Jesus send his angels to bring back a little boy who got lost? What do you think? Would Jesus send his angels to bring home a little girl if a little girl was lost?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. In fact, I know so. I know that if any boy was lost, that Jesus will send his angels, and day by day, he will guide that little boy until that little boy comes back home to where there are people who love and care for him. And he will do that with a little girl, too. That's what it means when the Bible says, "For God so loved the world, he will bring you home if you are ever lost. He will bring you home to where people love you." You can go back to your seats now. Be sure to pick up the baskets on the way.